Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
As you know, now that rules don't allow church gatherings because of coronavirus, church streaming of services has taken off in a big way. And as you will appreciate, necessity is the mother of invention, and churches all over Australia have taken to live streaming, like a duck to water. The learning curve for some has been a steep one, but the quality of live streaming is outstanding. Now, there are a number of new websites that have been created to draw attention to churches in your community that are streaming church live. It'll be easy for you to access a church live streaming in your city or town. Jeffrey Kemp is behind Church Live Streams Australia. And Jeff's joining us. Hi, Jeffrey. Welcome along to 2020.
G'day. Thank you very much.
Jeffrey, the goal here, I imagine, is to get people connected with the local church, get the local church connected with their own people. I mean, it's a pretty good initiative so far as helping people to get that connection happening.
That's right, yeah. Because after all, that's what we're all about at church, is connecting people with Jesus Christ and with their community. And at the moment, that's quite difficult. So being online is sort of our second best option. And what we're about is helping churches to connect with their communities and allow people to find their local church.
Jeffrey, if you're already a part of a local church, you probably know the website address for your local church to access the live stream. But not everyone is attached to a local church, and there'll be a percentage of people even listening to our conversation today who don't have that local church access. Those people are going to benefit greatly, aren't they?
That's right, yeah. And we're hoping to make this website very easy for them to browse through the churches that are offering online services in their area.
All right, it's a fairly new initiative because, really, the coronavirus pandemic is a fairly new thing that's happening. What sort of take-up have you had from people who've been able to access your service so far?
Well, I've literally only just set the site to live on the weekend, so it's very, very new and just getting started. And at the moment, my focus is mainly on getting all the churches and pastors and people who are live streaming their services around Australia to get on there and register the link to their site, put a bit of information about when their services are streaming, so that when we get the publicity going, that people will be able to find those live streams.
And Jeffrey, the process for doing that, when you sign up your church website for the live streaming promotion, is that something that as an ordinary church member you can do, or do you prefer that the person who signs up is the pastor or someone on the leadership team?
No, anyone who wants to, who knows about any church that is offering online services is free to go onto our site, australianchurches.live. You simply click on the state that the church is based in, and just check that first that the church isn't already listed. A lot of them already are, but if they're not there, click on add a live stream, enter the details, and I'll take it from there. Basically, I review every entry that comes through, make sure it's correct and that it agrees with the website that the church itself is advertising, and then publish that.
Okay, and so for people who might be thinking, well, if every church is going to be on there, some of those we may not agree with. If it's not my denomination, I might not want to have access to that one, and there'd be some who would take that a step further and say, well, there are some churches that don't teach a biblical foundation of truth. Is there any sort of way that you can look after details when it comes to the relevancy of how churches might be and doctrinally?
Yeah, that's something that we really encourage everyone when they're looking at a church to look at the beliefs and policy positions of that church before they commit themselves to its teaching. So, and that's something that each individual needs to do. One thing that might help with that is when they're searching the site, they can pick a denomination. So if they're comfortable with churches generally within a particular denomination, they can choose that and limit the search to those churches.
Jeffrey, one of the significant things, of course, is when you've got church websites up like this, because we think of Sunday church as the Sunday service. You know, it might happen at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. But there's an awful lot of other meetings through the week, too, that churches are also live streaming, things like their home groups and prayer meetings and all sorts of children's focuses here. So it's more than just the live streaming of church on Sunday, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, so any service that is offered online, even pre-recorded messages, Bible studies, anything like that can be added. I think that's a great... It's amazing how much material that churches are currently producing, and it's great to see.
And so, in your opinion, Jeffrey, is this likely to supercharge the effectiveness of the outreach of a local church? What would your desire be?
I have no idea, really. I've just done this as a project. I feel like it may do a good job, or it might not. I'm just letting that to the Lord to do and to amplify. If it serves the church, serves God, then I'll be happy. If it doesn't, that's fine. We'll see how we go.
Now, I'm familiar with the fact that there are other groups that are also getting into this idea of let's see if we can supercharge the opportunity here. There's another group called Church at Home. Is there a collaboration that's happening between your operation, AustralianChurches.live, and Church at Home?
Yeah, this is all very new. So I only just heard about Church at Home a day or so ago. So, I'll be seeking to collaborate with them and see if we can amplify each other and help each other out.
What's your opinion, Jeffrey, so far as the quality of productions go? No doubt you've sampled a lot of different church services that are going to be displayed on the site. Have you got any thoughts about how churches are approaching the live stream process?
You know what, I've been looking at... I've been sampling a lot of churches and what they've been putting online, and there's a wide variety. Some churches have obviously been live streaming for a long time, and they've got all the best equipment and that sort of thing, and that's great, and I love watching them. But most churches that I've been watching have got very basic equipment, no professionalism or anything like that, but I love them. I love what they're doing. They're really connecting with their church members. You can see it's really personal, and I think that's all we need. That's what we need. And there's some great resources that I've linked to on the webpage. One from Brady Shearer on YouTube about online church for smaller churches and about casual live streaming, and he makes some really good points, so I recommend that to everyone.
So the way you can make your live streaming a better quality, there are resources out there, and good to be able to access those. Hey, there's an initiative called Watch Parties. What is a watch party? And I imagine that, you know, when you're a member of one church and you can be connected with what other churches are doing as well, what does a watch party do?
Yeah, I think that it comes more out of... YouTube and pay TV, where people will say, I'm going to watch a particular program at a particular time and invite others to do so at the same time and sort of chat online as they're watching the program. So, there's a few churches that are doing that sort of thing with their worship services, where they've got a pre-recorded music or teaching service, and they're all watching it at the same time and chatting online together and experiencing it all as a body, as a family. They're together in spirit, if not in body.
And while you can't talk to one another directly, you can type in messages on the comment section if it's a YouTube clip or the way that you might do the live streaming. What are your thoughts for the way that people interact?
So far what I've seen, it's fairly limited. To comment on YouTube, I think you need to actually sign up for an account. Not everyone has accounts. Not everyone is on a laptop with a keyboard in front of them. So I wouldn't put a huge amount of emphasis on that. Depending on the congregation, I think it's going to be different from church to church.
And of course, a lot of churches are now using the other platforms like Zoom and having their meetings online as well. Now, this is not something that you'd be promoting, but it's one of those spin-offs, isn't it, in ways that you can connect with leadership teams or youth ministries, children's ministries, lots of potential there.
Oh, our church has just started using Zoom for lots of our meetings. The board meetings are all done on Zoom now, and it's a very good platform. It does have some historical security concerns. It used to be the meetings were not password protected by default, but nowadays they are password protected. The only thing really to be concerned about is to not publish the link to your Zoom meeting with its password online on the internet. So my website won't accept Zoom meetings, although some churches on the register do have their church service operated, done via Zoom. But they usually will get people to email them to sign up before the service, and then the church secretary or the pastor will then email the link to their members.
No doubt there's a steep learning curve that churches are on, not only with the production values of what they present on their YouTube as they're streaming Church Live, but as you say, trying different platforms, seeing what works and what doesn't, what's limiting, what needs to have password protection. I imagine that security would be one of those things that leaders of churches would be thinking about, but I imagine too that having as much open access to as many as possible would be one of the ideal things for churches.
Yeah, certainly for privacy of people, that's probably the main concern of Zoom, but for the live streaming platforms like Facebook and YouTube, and there's church.online, there's quite a few different streaming servers out there. You're already out there on the online anyway, so not much of a concern there.
And as you say, it's easy to sign up your church's live stream and have that as part of Church Live Streams Australia. We did mention too, there's another outfit called Church at Home, and they're not working against each other. I think both have the similar motive of being able to promote these live stream opportunities for church. So if you're someone who wants to access a church live stream, you can easily find one in a community near you. And if you are leading a church and you want to get your church live stream more highly visible, that's how you do it. Let me give you an address, australianchurches.live. That's australianchurches.live. Jeremy Kemp is behind Church Live Streams Australia. Jeremy, thanks so much for your update today on 2020.
No problem. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.